Okay, we'll start again. Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We just had the Mishnah that says that you mahalach behechol until you reach the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. If there was one parochus that's mavdil ben Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, or and that one parochus that's Rabbi Yosi Shita is, or there were two parochus in and it was an ame in between. Now the Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon. We'll start again. Tonu Rabbonon Nun Aleph Amud Beis, which is around 12, 13 lines from the bottom. Zok Demo Tonu Rabbonon. Bein Amizbeach Lemenoiro Yimahalach. So how did he enter to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? When you enter the Heichal, on the right side is the Shulchan. On the left side is the Menorah. Shulchan B'Tzofen, Menorah B'Dorim. So the right side is the north. The left side is the south. So he entered, Tanakama holds, that's Rabbi Yudah Shita, ben Mizbeach leMenorah, between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. That's how he entered. Divrei Rabbi Yudah. Remei Oimer, the second sheet is, ben Shulchan leMizbeach. He entered from the Shulchan side. That means the right side, not the left side. The Shulchan is Bitzofen. And so Memele, he entered to the right side. Between the Shulchan and Mizbeach. V'yesh Oimer, the third sheet, ben Shulchan leKoisel. He entered the right, but he entered the extreme right, all the way between the Shulchan and the wall of the Azorah, because there was 2.5 Amos between the Shulchan and the wall. Likewise, there was 2.5 Amos between the menorah and the wall. So there's a third sheet that says he entered the right, but all the way to the right. So first, the Gemara tries to understand who is this Yesh Oimrim. Man Yesh Oimrim. Omer Rav Chizda Rabbi Yosi. This is a sheet Rabbi Yosi we just had in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi says that there was only one Paroiches. And being the fact that there was only one paroiches, so he entered, what's it called? The Pesach of the paroiches was in the Tzofen, not in the Dorim. That was the open, the paroiches is the curtain, so it's folded in a certain place where you enter. So that fold was all the way on the right, so that's where you enter Ben HaShulchan LeKoisel. Zog the Gemara. Man yesh oimrim, omer Rav Chizda Rabbi Yosi, the omer pischa b'tzofen koi, the pesach is in the tzofen, v'Rabbi Yudah omer loch, Rabbi Yudah shita is, that you enter to the left, between the mizbeach and the menorah, v'Rabbi Yudah omer loch, pischa b'dorim koi, it's in the dorim. Now soon we're going to see why you don't enter all the way between the koisel and the menorah, but upon him you enter the dorim. Rabbi Meir, the shita that says, that you enter ben shulchan mizbeach, so who does he hold like? Command svirale. Ik Rabbi Yudah svirale. If you hold like Rabbi Yudah, so the nail bedorim. So you should enter like Rabbi Yudah. Nail Rabbi Yudah. You should enter like Rabbi Yudah, which is all the way to the dorim side, or at least between the shulchan, between the menorah and the mizbeach. Ik Rabbi Yosi svirale. If you hold like Rabbi Yosi, so the nail Rabbi Yosi. You should enter like Rabbi Yosi, which is all the way between the koitzel and the shulchan. So manavshach. If you hold like Rabbi Yudah, enter from the left between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. If you hold like Rabbi Yosi, so then enter all the way from the right between the wall and the Shulchan. Zog the Gemara, Lo'olam Rabbi Yosi Svigalei. Lo'olam, he holds like Rabbi Yosi that the opening of the Paroich is in the Tzofen side. So he wants to enter to the right. So why can you enter between the Shulchan and the Koisel? Va'omalach, Shulchan is Tzofen v'dorai munochim. That means the Shulchan, there were 10 shulchanos that Shlomo HaMelech made. Each shulchan was wide 2 amos. Now there were 10 of them. Now, we know that the shulchan has to be in the tzofen. So it can't be past the midpoint of 10 amos. So 10 of them, there's a machlekes how you place them. If you place them tzofen dorim, which means south-north direction. So you can't place them in one row, because in one row, each one is 2 amos. 10 of them is 20 amos. That takes up the whole area. So Elamai, you have to place 2 rows of 5. So each row of 5, if you start from the wall, exactly is 10 amos, because 2 times 5 is 10. And then you have another row after that, Tzofen Dorim, which is again 5. So 10 amos is occupied with Shulchanos. So you can walk between the Shulchan and the Koisel. Mashenken, between the Shulchan and Mizbeach, there is some room. So it's not totally occupied. So Meli, you can walk over there. Mashenken, between the Shulchan and the Koisel, you can walk. So that's one teretz. The second teretz, Dr. Gemara, first teretz is Lo'alim Kebiyoy Svirelev Omloch Shulchan Tzofen V'Dorim Menochin. And since they Munoch Tzofen Doron Umafk Selei Shulchan V'Lo Misayelei, V'boi Yisemel that no, lo'oilom mizach ma'irav unochim. Lo'oilom d'shulchanos a mizach ma'irav. Mizach ma'irav means that it's going in the direction of east-west. So maybe you can have 10 shulchanos in a row. Each one is only taking up 2 amas in width. And there's 2.5 amas between the shulchan and the koisel. So there's still room of a half amma. So why can you walk between the shulchan and the koisel? So come on, V'boi Yisemel lo'oilom mizach ma'irav unochim. Umishrum shchina lav oirech aro lema ayel lahedya. It's not derech eretz to enter lahedya. If the opening of the peroiches is all the way to the right, so you can walk alongside the wall. It's not derech eretz to walk alongside the kodesh hakadoshim where you can peek in the whole time, so to speak, and look. It's not derech eretz to enter such a way. So mainly you have to walk in a fashion that it's not all the way to the right. So mainly you walk between the shulchan and the mizbeach, even though it's not totally blocked because it's mizach ma'ariv munochin, and there's be'etzim still room to walk there, but it's not derech eretz to walk in such a way. Rashi says in the Tapnun Beis Amud Aleph, lav derech eretz lav erech ar lemail behedya leilich etz akoyz atzvoini kol erech eichel. V'chosho ein of nizonis mekodesh hakadoshim derech ha'pripa shekenegdoi. Pripa is the peroiches that's a little open. So mele, that's a machloikas. So again, so there's three machloikas. Do you enter to the right? Do you enter to the left? Now, when you enter to the left, we're going now that there's 2 peroichsin. You started from the left, and then you walk between the peroichsin with the ktoris and the machto, and then you come out, the Gemara is going to say, from the right, eventually, by the peroichs apnimi. But the point is, how do you enter originally? Now, in the first part of the Gemara is saying the 10 shulchanos of Shlomo HaMelech. So the Tezrit points out, in Bayis Sheni, with the 2 peroichsin, we're discussing now Bayis Sheni in the Mishnah, so then who says there was 10 shulchanos? The Mishnah in Shkolim, which is Yushalmi in Shkolim is mashma clearly that Shulchan Shlomo was only in Bayis Rishon, not in Bayis Sheni. So here Weiss is not going with that Shita, because here we're going with that the first part, we're saying the Asar Shulchanos. Continues the Gemara, Daf Nun Beis Omer Aleph. V'Rabbi Yosi Omeloch, Rabbi Yosi says as follows. Zog de Gemara. V'Rabbi Yosi, that says that he entered between the Shulchan of the Koisel, between the Shulchan and the Koisel. Aye, what about Ein Zeh Derech Eretz? Omeloch. So the Gemara says the following teretz. Chaviv in Yisrael, shloi tzichin ha-kosev l'shliach. And Rashi explains as follows.
Elo kol echot ve-echot mispalal al atzmoi. That means, be'etzem, throughout the year, you can mispalal yourself. Shenema asher yedun ish nigal levovoi upoz kap v'labayis hazeh. The Pasuk says in Melochim, the Pasuk says, Kol tfila kol tchina asher tia l'chol odem l'chol amchi Yisrael, asher yedun ish nigal levovoi uparaz kap v'labayis hazeh. The person can always daven for himself. So that's always what you have throughout the year. Comes along Yom Kippur, where pshat is, where you send a shliach to go to Kodesh HaKadoshim. So hilkach choviv hu shluchon nikonis lepumbi. Since usually throughout the year, you don't need a shliach. And on Yom Kippur, you're utilizing a shliach, the Kohen Gadol, on your behalf. So he must be so choviv that he's your shliach. Something that throughout the year you can do yourself, and now you need him. So he must be so choviv by the mokim. So that's why he can be nichnas pumbi. He can go, and it's not a problem of derech eretz. Rabbi Yosef chaviv in Yisrael, shalei tzichin hakotz v'lishliach. So mele, that throughout the year you don't need a shliach, and now you do. So he must be so choviv. So that's why he's able to walk over there, and there's no problem of walking by the koisel atzvayni. Now this is how Rashi learns. The Tais Shonim learns differently than Rashi. The Tais Shonim learns that lo yitzrichon akosav shliach means on Yom Kippur you did not need the me'il, you didn't wear the me'il when you went to Kodesh HaKadoshim, you did not need the bells that rang in order before you entered because you were so choviv. Now this is, Rashi Lishtosi did not learn this way because Rashi learned in the sugi earlier on the Mem Beis that there was a machta, and the machta had a tabas connected to it. And that tabas on the machta that was called the niyashtik, Rashi Shita was that niyashtik had a sound that it made. It was in Daf Mem Dalad. Sugi over there, but Rashi learned that the niyashtik had a bell, so to speak, because he did not wear the me'il. So in order to enter Kodesh Gosim, he needed the niyashtik. So Rashi Shita, you can learn this vart of a Teishon. Teishon learns that loitzicha shliach, it does not need a warning, so to speak, a me'il, a bell when you enter. And that's the chavivus. The chavivus is that you don't need this warning before you enter, and that's why you're able to walk even Bahadi Koisel between the Shulchan and the Koisel. Mashenkin Rashi Shtose did not learn this way, because Rashi held that you always had a bell. You had the niyashtik. The machta had the tabas that made a noise, just like the bells did by the me'il. So Meila, that's not the word in chavivas. The chavivas is, like we said in Rashi, is because during the year you can daven yourself, and now you need a shliach, so you must be very chaviv, so that's why you can walk alongside the wall.
Zogt der Teis Shonim, Chaviv in Yisrael, Pirs Rashi is kolecha mispan la atzmoi, shenem ash yeden ish nigel vovoi. Ve'ein nira, the adrabe, b'hok siv chavivuse tve gabi nochim. This pasuk is talking about le gabi the chavivus of Klai Yisrael klapi goyim. Dich siv, v'osisa kola she yikra elecha anochi, al kei nira kipirish rach. He brings up in Chanano. Shlo yitzricha na kosov le shliach b'yom kipurim, shebchol shona hoye pamoy nezov. Usually you don't need a shliach because you have the pamoy nezov. Like a shliach that lets you know I'm knocking on the door. You didn't have the me'il. You went lifnim with big dilovim. Unlike Rashi that learns that the machta had the niyashtik which had tabas which made a noise like a bell. But the Teishonim and the Rach learn that there was no bell. But came the ikach chivivus kol kach that you don't need to have a shliach letting know that you're coming in. So motzi ayel adei. So that's how you can walk alongside the wall, and that's good for the chavivus. That he did not need a shliach. He did not need the bells to let know that he's coming, and that's a raya of the chavivus, the madrega that he was on.
Frag the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Daf nun beis. Omer aleph. V'Reb Yehuda nami na'ayel be'minoy lekoisel. Once according to Reb Yehuda, you're entering from the left, so why do you go between the menorah and mizbeach? Go between the menorah and the koisel. After all, that's where the Pesach is. Over here, since the menorah has the charcoal on the wall from the fire, so mainly your begodim will become blackened, and that's going to be a psul in the avoda. The Gemara says in Zvachim Yudches that begodim that are meluchlech are pasul avoda. So you couldn't walk between the wall and the menorah; you had to walk between the mizbeach and the menorah versus between the menorah and the koisel because of the psula meshachemani.
Zogt Gemara weiter om Reb Nosson ametraxin, meaning this ametraxin that you had in the bayis rishon, this wall that was an amet wide. Zogt Gemara that between the koish and kodoshim lo yichiyu berchachomim, they weren't machriya ikilafnim ikilachutz. What's the status? Is it considered kodesh hakodoshim, that area, or is it considered like the heichel? Like we said, the nafkamina would be, if it's Kodesh HaKadoshim, Avadi, you can enter there. You bring the Ketores there, on that area in Bayis Sheni. If it's like the Heichel, then Avadi, you can't. If it's like Kodesh HaKadoshim, you might mistakenly think it's a Kodesh HaKadoshim when it's the Heichel, and you'll enter, and it's also to enter there. Or you bring Makiv Ketores there. So you have a problem, so that's what it made two mechitzes. Zog the Masu Ravina, my timer. What did study at Sofik that a Chomik couldn't be Machriya, that is a Kilofinim HaKalachutz?
It was 60 amos in length. The esrim rochboy, and the width was 20.
And the height was 30. Now, from that 60 in length, it's comprised between the heichel and the kodesh hakadoshim. And the 40 amos was what? From the 60 was the heichel. And in front of the dvir, meaning the kodesh hakadoshim, was esrim oirech, ve'esrim amah roicha, ve'esrim amah kormosoi. The point is that the dvir, the front of the dvir, the kodesh hakadoshim, was 20 amos in length, and then it was also 20 in width and 20 in height. Even though before we said it was 30 in height. So either the heichel was taka higher than the kodesh hakadoshim, or pshat is that klape the knafayim of the kruvim which were on the ground next to the oren. So there were 10 amas in height. So above that, there was 20. There was 20 additional, but altogether it was taka 30. But above the kruvim, it was 20 more. But the point is that the length of the kodesh hakadoshim was 20. And the length of the heichel was 40. So that's 60. So it's clearly that there was 20 and 40. V'lo yadino, and what's the suffix? Amitraxin imahani Esrim. Was the Amitraxin part of the Esrim? So really it was not 20 of cholol of open space, it was 19. And Amitraxin was part of it. Imahani Harborim, or the other side of the suffix is that the Amitraxin was part of the 40 of the Hechel. So it wasn't really 40, it was 39. Sagdugmoga Vidilma Loimani Esrim Vloimani Harborim. Maybe it was neither. Maybe it was taka 20 Kodesh HaKadoshim, 40 Hechel, and Amitraxin was neither Kodesh HaKadoshim nor Hechel, and seemingly it wouldn't have any of those Kedushas. V'chalol HaKachoshiv, and the Pesach is only counting the Cholol, and the Cholol is taka 40 and 20. And the Kosolim, like HaKachoshiv. And we're not counting the Cheshbon of the 60, the Kosolim itself. And the Amitraxin is like a Kosol. And that's our Shach, that it's 60 altogether without the Amitraxin. So he say, what's the Sofek? We have a suffix. Is it from the Hechel of Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's part of any suffix. Maybe Hechel is 20, is 40. Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20. And Amitraxin is not part of the Cheshbon. Zoktimo Araya that the Amitraxin is not part of the Cheshbon of the 60. Teda. The Cholecha, the Kachoshiv Kosolim. Whenever we count Kosolim in the measurements of the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Mishnah Midas, Choshiv Leili Didei, we count them on their own. They're not part of the rest of the Cheshbon. The Tanan, the Mishnah Midas says Behedya. Ha Hechel. Meaning, the Hechel, which is the Ulam and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Meya al Meya Berum Meya. It's 100 Amos in length, with 100 Amos in width, and 100 Amos in height, including all the Aliyahs. And the Mishnah Midah is going to explain how you have the Cheshbon of 100. This is starting all the way from the Ulam, Hechel, and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zok the Mishnah as follows. Koisel Ulam, the wall of the Ulam. The ulam is the chamber before the hechel. That's wider. The koisel of the ulam itself, the wall itself has a thickness. Chomesh is 5 amos. And then goes the ulam itself, ulam achad esrei. The ulam is 11. So 11 plus 5 is 16. Then the koisel of the hechel, meaning the koisel between the ulam and the hechel, the next koisel, there's a koisel of the beginning of the ulam, and the koisel more towards Maariv, the end of the ulam. That koisel of the ulam hitting the hechel is an additional thickness. That's 6. That's 6 amos. So it's already 22 altogether. But now the length of the hechel itself is aborim amah, like we said in the poskim malachim. That's 40. That's already 40 plus 22 is 62. Zok digamora va'amah traxin. Now after the hechel, before the kodesh hakadoshim, there's another amah of traxin. We count on its own, not part of the chesmon of 40, not part of the 20, an amah of traxin. So we see we count the Ksolim on their own. Amah of Traxin between the Hechel and Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Eskim Amah based Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the length is 20 Amos. And then Koisel Hechel, meaning behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, more towards the Mariv, is that wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 6, is 6 Amos. Vahato, Tau was a Lishka behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 6 Amos, was 6. And then the Koisel Hato, the thickness of the wall of the Tau in the back, was Chomish, was 5 Amos. So it comes out at the end of the day, this whole length, starting all the way from the Ulam, Hechel, Kodesh HaKadoshim, behind it, with all the walls, is exactly 100 Amos. So we see clearly that we count Amitraxin on its own, and not part of the Cheshbon of the 40 and of the 20. So Ibazoi, it's neither part of the Hechel, nor part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's the suffix that Chum had, if it's Kodesh or Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's a Cheshbon on its own. It's not part of either. Zok di Gemara Elo, but rather the suffix of the Chum was kedushos ikilafnim ikilachutz. Meaning, what's the kedusha? Yes, it's on its own. It's not part of the 20 or the 40. It's not pshat it was 19 or 39 in the cholol. About it was 40 on its own and 20 on its own. What is this ama between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim? Is kedushos ikilafnim ikilachutz? What is the kedusha? Is the kedusha kodesh hakadoshim or is the kedusha hechel? Avada the Kodesh is not part of the Midas, and it's not Peshat, there's 19 or 39. Avada there's 20 on its own in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and 40 in the Hechel. But now the question is, which Kedusha does this wall have? Does it have the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim, or does it have the Kedusha of the Hechel? And the Meiri explains, the Shaka V'tayin in the Gemara, he says, the Havin of the Gemara was, that the Sofik was, is the Amma from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or is the Amma from the Hechel? So the Nafkamina would be, is it 19 Kodesh HaKadoshim of Cholol and there's one Amma of Traxin? Or is it 39 in the Hechel and there's one Amma of Traxin? That was the Havmina. And on that, the Gemara says, the Maskona is, no. There was 40, there was 20 on its own. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20, the Hechel was 40, and then there's an additional Amma of a Koisel, and the Sofik is on that additional Amma. Which Kedusha does it have?
And that's the Shakar Taina Gemara. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and the Rambam in Beis HaBechira, Perek Dalet, learns a little difference. He said that the Sofik in the Gemara, even in the Hamina, was that the Maskon is like the Havamina. The Sofik Gufa is in the Am of the Traxin, like in the Havamina, is it part of the Hechel? Is it part of the Kodesh Kedoshim? Meaning, is it part of the Hechel? Is it part of the Cheshbon? Is it really 19 plus 1? Or is it 39 plus 1? And because we have this Sofik, so we made the Hechel 40, and we made the Kodesh Kedoshim 20, because we had this, and we and a place an Am in between with the products on both sides. We goof have a Sofik, what the status is. So Mamelu, mi Sofik l'chumer, we made it, instead of 19 plus 1, we made it 20. And instead of 39, maybe plus 1, we made it 40. But it's not the Pshat that it changed from the Hamina. The same Hamina, the Sofik we had, was it 19 or was it 39? Meaning the Kodesh Kedoshim on the Hechel. We have that suffix still. So misveiku, we made it 20, and misveiku, we made it 40. That's what the Rambam learns.
Zok the Gemara, this suffix that you have, and that's where you made two peruchs in the Bayis Sheni, v'hainu dom Rabbi Yochanan, this is the, what Rabbi Yochanan said, that boy Yosef ish Hutzal. Yosef ish Hutzal had this similar suffix. Why? He learned up the Pasuk in Melachim. It says, udvir betech habayis mifnimo heichon heichin l'sitein shomis oran b'ris Hashem. I mean, the Pasuk says, udvir, that means the area of the Amitraxin, that before that is the, in front of it is the Kodesh Kedoshim, behind it is the Heichel, is Besoich HaBayis Mifnimo. Meaning, is this Amitraxin part of the Mifnimo? Is it part of the inside? Heichel Lit, or is it Pshadis? That's the border. And after that is the Kodesh HaKedoshim. L'sitin Shom Esom Bris Hashem. Seni Bailu. And that was the question that Yosef Yishutzel had. Heichi Kom Akro. What does the Pasuk say? Either you can touch the Pasuk, Udvir Betech HaBayis, meaning, this area that's mafid between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Mifnimo Heichon L'sitin Shom, meaning, in front of that is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In front of that, you place the Oren. So the Mifnimo is going on in front of the Amitraxin. Or you don't know, Hochikomer. Udvir Betech HaBayis Mifnimo, meaning the Dvir itself, this Amitraxin is Betech HaBayis Mifnimo, it's going on, the Mifnimo is going on the Amitraxin itself. He's Mesupak, how did he type the word Mifnimo? Is the Mifnimo saying it's the Traxin is part of the Mifnimo, or Mifnimo of that is where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is, where the Aron is placed? So we see, he had Mamash had this Sofik, is it Kilifnim, or is it Kilichutz? Frag the Gemara, Umi Mesafkele, Yosef Yishutzel had such a Sofik, after all, V'atayim we learned in a Braisa. Isi ben Yudah Oimer, Chomesh Mikoyz B'Torah Einam Hecha. There are five psukim in the Torah that we are mesupik about how to read them. And the Ritva explains, we Taka don't have a Sofik, because we have Pisuk Taimen. But maybe before the Pisuk Taimen, others say that even with the Pisuk Taimen, it's a Sofik where to put the trop. But there's five psukim in the Torah that have a Sofik. Mafnimo is not one of the psukim. So, and Isi ben Yehuda, is Gemara is going to say soon, is Yosef Yishutzal, it's the same person. So it can't be that he is besupik and mifnimo, that's not part of the cheshbon of the five. Zok the Gemara, what are the five psukim? Zok the Gemara, Beis, Omed Beis. Se'eis, Mishukode Mocha Oru Bekom. These are five different psukim. Se'eis is the posuk that we have in Parshas Bereishis, Haloim Seitiv Se'eis, Vim Loi Seitiv Lepesach Hatas Rovitz. So over there, after the Eibishter accepted the carbon of Hevel, so Cain was told by the Eibishter, Haloim Seitiv Se'eis, Vim Loi Seitiv LePesach HaTes Roivitz. Meaning, how do you read the word Se'eis? Is Se'eis going on the first part of the Pasuk? Haloim Seitiv Se'eis. That means if you do the right thing, so then Se'eis, the Eibishter will forgive you. However, or you can read the second part of the Pasuk. Meaning, Se'eis Vim Loi Seitiv LePesach HaTes Roivitz. Se'eis Vim Loi Seitiv. Meaning, if you don't improve your actions, im loy seitiv, so then se'eis, then you'll have to carry your averus in the seas oven. That's one posik that we misupik how to read it. Mishukodim, it says by the menorah, uvim menorah abba gvim mishukodim kaftereh of rochel. Is mishukodim going on the gvim or is mishukodim going on the kaftereh of rochel? Two ways of learning it. Third suffix, mochor. Mocher is by Mechamas Amalek, it says, Vayomim Moshe Lishua, Pchalon Anoshim, Betzei Elohim, by Amalek, Mocher, Onoichi Nitzav Agoy Shagivo. Is Mocher going on Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll join, you start the Mechamah today, I'll join tomorrow, or tomorrow you should start the Mechamah? Is Mocher going on the end of the Pasuk, Mocher Onoichi Nitzav, or Tzevi Elohim, by Amalek, Mocher, tomorrow do the Mechamas Amalek, when he told Yeshua. The fourth suffix is Arur. It says by Birchas Yaakov in Vayichi, Shima Velevi Achim Ba'apam Hogi Ish, Uvitzoinam Ikushar, Oru Apam Kioz, is Oru going on the beginning of the Pasuk, Uvitzoinam Ikushar Oru, that means they destroyed Shechem, which is a Shar Oru, or is it going on the end of the Pasuk? Oru Apam Kioz, is the Oru going on the end or the beginning of the Pasuk? And the fifth suffix is Vekom, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira. They'll go worship idols after Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira. Is the Vekom going on the end of the Pasuk? Vekom HaMazeh? Or is the Vekom going on the beginning of the Pasuk? Hin Choshechem HaMavisecha Vekom, and that's a Mekor for Trias HaMesim, you might want to say, in Sanhedrin, it's a Remez. Hin Choshechem HaMavisecha Vekom, today you're Shechev, but you will become. So is the Vekom going on the beginning or the end? But Kapon, what do we see? That Mafnimo is not one of the Sveikas. Zog the Gemara of Otanya. Who Yosef is Hutzal, who Yosef Ababli, who Isi ben Yudah, who Isi ben Guraya, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mahalal, Umashma, Isi ben Akivishmoy. So we see that Isi ben Yehudah is Yosef is Hutzal. So how could Isi ben Yudah say there's only five? And Yosef is Hutzal has a suffix of Mafnimo. Enter the Gemara, it's not a stira. Enter the Gemara, Bidei Raisa Leiko. Meaning, in Chamishchem Shtari, there's not only five. But in Nevi'a Iko, in Nevi'im, this is the Pasuk of Mafnimo. Is a posik in Melachim, so benevim taki iko. So it's not a stira. Zog them fek them akash of them, uvid reis leko, and you're telling me that in the Torah there isn't any other svekas, only five? Well, iko the boy Rav Chizda had a suffix. What's a suffix? It says in the posik, vayishach znar ben Yisrov yalu oilois. It says over there, vayizbuchu zvachim shlomim lashem porim. So the suffix is, vayishach znar ben Yisrov yalu oilois, meaning, the oilois are what? Kvosim. And then it says in the end of the pasuk, Vayishchu Zvachim Shlomim Lashem Purim. That means, besides the oilers that they also brought Shlomim from Purim. That's one way of learning. Oidilma, no, it's one thing. Meaning, Purim is going on the beginning of the pasuk. V'idi v'idi Purim. And the oilers and Shlomim are both Purim. So maybe we have another suffix in the Torah that Rav Chizda had a suffix on, it's not just five. So Gemara, Rav Chizda is not Meshubat Isi Ben Yudah. Rav Chizda Mesafkelei, it's taka a sixth place in the Torah. Le Isi Ben Yudah Pshitalei, there's only five. This was Pasha to him. He didn't have a suffix in this, suffix in Purim, if it's going in the beginning or the end. And it's taka only five in the Torah. And the Pasuk in Melochim Afnimo is taka not in the Torah. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on Unbeis Omid Beis.